The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake it is and never gives up the dead, with the sky of the November turned blue. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more, and the Edmund Fitzgerald made empty. That big ship and true was a bone to be chewed, the gales of November came early. The ship wore the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a growing good captain well seasoned. Some time with a couple of steel friends, and they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wild made a tattle tale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, as the witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came slashing. And after there came a frost, freeze and rain, in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Oh, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. it grew dark, it was day, he said, "Fellas, it's been good, I know ya." The captain went in, he had water coming in, the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights spit out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes, that the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say that it made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, oh, they might have capsized, they may have broke Cape Antelope water. And all that remains is the faces of the men, the wives and the sons and the daughters. Like you're on those superior seas, in the rooms of a ice water venture, old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, like a cherry oak, takes in what Lake Erie can center. And the iron boats go as the mariners all know, the gales of November remember. Thank you.
Maritime Sailors Cathedral. The church bell chimed in the grave 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend is that from the general that of the Big Lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake it is that never gives up the day. The hills of November